A conference next week in Natchitoches will focus on how to preserve American folk art and crack down on forgeries entering the marketplace. More than 50 conservation scientists, collectors, and curators are meeting for a first-ever conference on how to preserve the diverse creations of self-taught artists. Kirk Cordell is the head of the National Center for Preservation Technology and Training, a branch of the National Park Service. He says some of the discussion will focus on the late Natchitoches folk artist Clementine Hunter and how Cordell's agency worked with federal agents to identify copycats and bring them to justice.
The FBI really needed to be able to distinguish, just like you would even if it was a great master, you have to be able to distinguish a good fake from the original. And so they came to us and asked us to help them with that. And we have laboratories here at Northwestern State University that we use for our research into all kinds of science and technology for the protection of cultural material.
Cordell says folk art is often done with found objects that conservators don't know how to preserve. He says Clementine Hunter painted on whatever she could find, from discarded bottles to roller shades.
We don't have a lot of experience in preserving paint on roller shades, for example. So those are all kinds of questions that scientists have to look at and curators are trying to address. And so we're trying to figure out how to, in order to preserve these artworks for the long term.
Cordell says if folk art isn't preserved, we lose the window into the lives of the artists and their folk traditions. The conference opens February 15th with nearly two dozen presentations. It's called Divine Disorder: Conserving the Chaos.